Good morning, it's Tony Talks, your favorite podcast host, coming at you with another fire episode. If you've been tuned in for the past 2 weeks, then you know it's Monday mornings, but you know what that means. We about to pray. Now, some things went down this weekend concerning Donald Trump. If you don't know, then you about to know. Donald Trump got shot at a rally this weekend while he was in Philadelphia, and social media went crazy. And I don't mean the good kind of crazy. We're going to talk about it, and we're going to pray about it. But before we do that, I noticed that on my last two episodes where I prayed, I did not include my theme song. I kind of overthought it, and I was like, does it fit? Should I put my theme song in this? But you know what? I can, because guess what? This is my platform. So on that note, cue my theme song.
I feel like Oprah.
My mic sound nice.
Oh, Tony Talks is on the radio.
Check one. My mic sound nice.
My girl Tony, stay coming with the looks. You hear me?
Check two. My mic sound nice.
Tony Talks is that girl.
Turning out without a doubt. Make no mistake. Queens is in the house.
Yo, you gotta be quiet. Tony Talks is on.
Donald Trump. Ugh, it is such a crazy time in this political season. I don't know. It just feels different than any other political season that we've ever had, in my opinion. Now, as I stated before, something happened this weekend. Donald Trump got shot, y'all. And social media went bananas. Now, the comments that I saw on social media were just so, for lack of better words, bad. It was really bad. Now, I really dislike how we can take certain situations and joke. Now, I appreciate how sometimes we can take certain situations and joke about them, but there's some things that we just shouldn't even joke about. And I don't think that we should joke about someone's life. I saw a lot of people really talking down about Donald Trump, as people always do, but particularly with this situation, people were really wishing death upon this man. People were really wishing that the bullet would have shot him in the head or killed him. We have to do better. We should not be wishing death on a person. It doesn't matter what the person has done. It doesn't matter what it doesn't matter what Donald Trump has done. Yet, is he who he is? Yes. But for us to just outwardly express that we want him to die on social media, now, not me, because I did not do that. But if this is a time to not be jumping on social media wishing death on somebody, on Donald Trump or on any of our presidential candidates, this is a time to really be praying. Some of you might not want to hear it, but it's the truth. It's time to literally pray. And so that is what we're going to do today. But first, I want to give you guys a few scriptures that relate to God's order on earth and what his will is and how his will is always going to be done on earth, no matter what, no matter who is presiding in what position. And so one of the scriptures that I want to start with, it comes from Proverbs 11 and 14. Proverbs 11 and 14 states that without wise leadership, a nation falls. So when we pray for Donald Trump today, or when we pray for the presidential election period, we're going to pray that we gain a leader who is wise in their leadership. And let me tell you, there is so much power in prayer that we might not think President Biden is wise, and we might not think that Trump is wise, but guess what? There's so much power in prayer that they can gain wisdom from us interceding on their behalf. And we're going to talk about intercessory prayer. If you don't know what intercessory prayer is, then I'm about to tell you, because we're going to learn. We got to learn. We've got to do better. We can't just be out here speaking evil on people. Nah, we're not going to do that. So intercessory prayer, it is when someone prays to God on behalf of another person, group, nation, or situation. The word intercessor comes from Greek and means to meet with or come between. Intercessory prayer can involve bridging the gap between God's will and the current reality of a situation, as if carrying God's will from heaven to earth. We need to be intercessors right now. We need to be praying for this election and for God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Another scripture that comes to my mind, and it's another one of my favorite books in the Bible, is the book of Daniel. In Daniel chapter 2, he is giving King Nebuchadnezzar, the interpretation of the dream that God had given Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar's dream interpretation. As he's telling Nebuchadnezzar what God has revealed to him about his dream, he mentions in Daniel chapter 2, verse 20 through 22. I'm going to read exactly what it says. Daniel was saying, "Praise the name of God forever and ever, for he has all wisdom and power. He controls the course of world events. He removes kings and sets up other kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the scholars. He reveals deep and mysterious things and knows what lies hidden in darkness, though he is surrounded by light." Another chapter in Daniel that speaks about how God has authority over who rules on earth is also in the book of Daniel. In Daniel chapter 4, verse 17, it says, "For this has been decreed by the messengers. It is commanded by the holy ones so that everyone may know that the Most High rules over the kingdoms of the world. He gives them to anyone he chooses, even the lowliest of people." We might not agree with our presidential candidates, but let me tell you, God makes no mistakes, and he has direct authority over who's going to rule over us. Our job is to stand as intercessors and to pray that whoever it is has God in them. We pray that he has, what I'm praying is that whoever is our president, I pray that they have an encounter with God, like the one I mentioned last week when I prayed, where Saul had an encounter with God and he was forever changed. He became a disciple of Christ when before he was trying to kill those who were spreading the message of Christ. I'm praying that whoever is our president has an encounter with God and is forever changed, and that will be a wise leader for us here on earth. There's so much power in prayer. And in James chapter 5 and 16, it talks about, it's one of the verses in the Bible that speaks about just how powerful prayer is. James 5 and 16 says, "Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has a great power and produces wonderful results." So if the power of one righteous person produces wonderful results, just imagine if a million righteous people are praying and interceding on the behalf of this election. Imagine the results then. So before we hop on social media and we make jokes about the life of someone, and before we wish death upon someone, let's stop and think, is this even what God wants me to do? And the answer is no, I can already tell you. So instead, I dare you to pray. One thing that I really loved that my pastor has said about prayer and the power of prayer is that when we pray, it's a time where we're getting a face-to-face encounter with God. When we pray, we're all up in God's grill. Like, we in his face. And so when we in his face praying, he's listening. So let's be all up in God's grill. And we like to be all up in his grill right now, because we are about to pray for Donald Trump's life. We're going to pray for Joe Biden's life. And we're going to pray for the presidential election as a whole. So let us pray. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for the activity of our limbs. We thank you for roofs over our heads. We thank you for just everything that you've done for us, Lord Jesus. We thank you for keeping us this far. Lord, what we're praying today is for you to touch the candidates of this presidential election. Donald Trump, Lord Jesus, Joe Biden. Those are the two main candidates who are running, Lord Jesus, and they're not the people's choice. But Lord Jesus, we ask that you have your way. Lord, we ask that you keep them protected during this time, Lord Jesus. Cover them in your protection, Lord Jesus, because we don't know who you're going to decide to rule over us here on this earth, Lord Jesus, in the United States, Lord God. But we do know that your will be done. Lord, I ask that you touch the hearts of those who might be carrying ill will and who are wishing death upon the president, the presidential candidates, Lord Jesus. Soften their hearts, Lord Jesus, and let them know that that is not the way that we should be thinking right now. But what we should be doing is standing as intercessors for the presidential candidates and praying for them, praying that you give them wisdom, praying that you give them knowledge, praying that you give them an encounter with you that will change their lives forever, Lord God. We thank you for the earth that you have given us. We thank you for this place that you have allowed us to live in. Lord, we ask that we as a nation can rise up together in your name, Lord Jesus, and be strengthened. Because you said in your word in Proverbs 11 and 14 that without wise leadership, a nation falls, Lord Jesus. And we're asking that you provide us with a leader that will build us up, a wise leader that will not allow our nation to fall. Help us to realize just how much power is in prayer, Lord Jesus, and remind us just how much can change through the power of prayer, Lord Jesus. Remind us that you can change the coldest of hearts, as we saw in your word in the book of Acts, where you changed Saul's heart, Lord Jesus. As we pray for the leaders of our country, may we stop complaining, because we understand, because we know that complaining does absolutely nothing except lead us to doubt. If we are a people of faith, then we know that doubt and faith cannot coexist. And when it is time for us to place a vote for whoever will be president, let us be so prayed up over the situation that we won't even worry about who's going to be our president, because we already know that you are in control. Lord, you have authority over who presides as ruler of us here on this earth, Lord Jesus. So we already know that if you have authority, then it is good, then it is well, and that whoever you choose is for your purpose, and so that your purpose for this earth will be fulfilled. We thank you. Remove all doubt, remove all fear, and give us knowledge and understanding of what it is that you're doing, if it is your will to do so. Lord, we thank you. We love you, and we ask that you forgive us. We ask that you forgive us for harboring hatred in our hearts towards the presidential candidates. Soften our hearts, Lord Jesus, and allow us to continue to operate in love always. We thank you, God, and we praise you forever. Amen. I hope you all have an absolutely amazing week. I hope you have a blessed week, a joyous week, and remember that there is so much power in prayer, so don't ever stop. I love y'all. Peace.